As partner and owner of Leadership League, I'm excited about this partnership with the San Francisco 49ers. As we talked about extending our cruise program, as we've already done it with the Pittsburgh Steelers and or have already launched with the Green Bay Packers, we thought it would be a good fit to reach out to the San Francisco 49ers to get this show on the road, so to speak. And it's been great for several reasons. You look at how the San Francisco 49ers reach out to the community and what they've done for the Bay Area means a whole lot. Obviously, their history in winning Super Bowl titles and obviously, again, the legendary players that have come along through this organization have made it successful is certainly a big thing for us from that standpoint. And then when it comes to the fans who are always been a part of it, who've been faithful to the 49ers, hence the faithful crews, certainly a big part of why we want to get involved with the San Francisco 49ers from that standpoint. And I also want to, as we sit right here, we got a couple players here, former players, and Dennis Brown and Guy McIntyre. They'll speak here in a couple of minutes. But I'm thankful that they're here today. We wouldn't want to have more, but from that standpoint, even more former players we'll have coming aboard the cruise. We'll have Jerry Rice, who'll be a part of the cruise, John Taylor, Mike Wilson will be a part of it, Dwight Hicks, Jesse Cipolla, Ted Qualit, just to give you a couple of names, will be a part of this cruise. We also are going to have some current players who are going to be a part of the cruise, but as obviously right now as they're part of the season, we're not going to bug them too much in terms of trying to get them on the cruise, but we did do this with the Pittsburgh Steelers and also the Green Bay Packers. Players like Antonio Brown and James Harrison who competed, who are still current players who have participated with the Legends of Pittsburgh cruise and also the Packers Legend cruise, Aha Clinton Dix, and also we also have Blake Martinez, who's also going to be participating with the Packers cruise. So we're very excited with the partnership, and not to mention just the people we had an opportunity to deal with Craig Martin and Cassandra, who's done a great job from an executive standpoint and marketing standpoint to help us get this thing on the road. It's been great. And last but not least, as we move forward and get going in this, to just let everybody know where to go, to how to get involved in it. You can go to www.faithfulcruise.com to get involved in terms of getting your package, getting your cabin from that standpoint. They start as low as $649 from a package standpoint, a cabin standpoint. So you can go online, but you can also give us a call at 888-634-7437 is our call center that's going to be able to take our calls and be able to have us get this cruise on the road. So at this time, I'm going to give Guy McIntyre and Dennis Brown a couple of minutes just to share about being on board the cruise and about the different things they're going to be a part of.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, first of all, for reaching out to me. And when I first heard about the cruise, first of all, I thought it was a fantastic opportunity for me, a former player, and knowing the faithful and how important they are in our interaction with the faithful fans. This is going to give us an opportunity to be on the water. I've never been on a cruise before. So when Guy reached out to me and Antoine reached out to me, I was excited about it. Then I found out it was in 2019. So I got to be patient, but I am very excited to
get some swimming,
make some swim trunks. But I'm very excited about being the opportunity to interact with the faithful fans. And, you know, being a player here, it's been great with our fan base and just how much they've loved the San Francisco 49ers. So it's just a great way, again, for me to give back.
Yeah, and like Dennis saying, being with our fans is great, and also just being with the players, you know, in a different context, away from the game, on the boat, you know, out on the open waters, hanging out with guys, and also with our fans, it's just great to do. And, you know, it's always fun to be around our fellow players and teammates, and then also to mix that with our fans and then all the other activities that will be going on the boat. It'll be great. And just stopping in to Santa Barbara, I know that's a nice place down there. Yep. Been there a couple of times, but not on a ship. And then going into Mexico and Ensenada, that'll be great. But just looking forward to it, really.
And then there's just excursions, too. We have an opportunity to go off into Ensenada, into the city, and kind of see the city. I've never been to Ensenada. I've been to Catalina. But Ensenada, you know, you're out there, you're with the fans. Excursions are planned. I don't know what they are. If we're going to be doing some dune buggy, there's some,
it's a lot
some
of
dune buggy riding.
Yep.
I'm sure some shopping going on and some, you know, some good food. So again, interacting with our fan base and, you know, stuff on the boat is going to be, you know, I don't know what experience on the boat is, but I'm sure it's
a lot of
competitions
food.
There. A lot of food.
A lot of food.
I am a strong eater. I'm a strong eater, so I'll enjoy that. So again, it's, and I guess the goal is to, you know, hopefully have more alumni involved, but also current players. I think yep. that's going to be huge, and that's going to be really appreciated by the fans too.
Yep. So just following up with that, obviously, like we talked about the current players, we definitely want to have them on board. Again, we feel like this is going to be an unforgettable opportunity, and it's open to everyone. It's a family-oriented event, so we welcome the grandparents and the parents and the children alike to be able to come out and be involved in the cruise. So,
is Guy bringing all his grandkids?
I don't know, Guy.
I don't know all of them, but I'll maybe have my little baby on there, Bailey.
Bigger boat.
Yeah. But
again,
no,
it'll
be fun. You know, just looking forward to jet skiing or something like that, and you know, just water sports. And I saw that they had a freshwater pool on the boat. You know, it'd be nice to hang out and just relax. You know, and I think it's doing Valentine's.
It is during Valentine's. So, February 14th through February 18th, 2019 is when the cruise will take place.
So the wife should like that, you know, Valentine's cruise. And
so I got to find a plus one.
Well, you got to, yes, you got to find a plus one. I don't want you to be lonely.
Once again, we're thankful for the opportunity. Most important, the partnership. We think it's going to be a good deal here moving forward. So, again, thank you guys.